الحمد لله رب العالمين.
When we look at the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that they've been characterized into two. We have what's called the sifat al-thubutiyya and a sifat al-salbiyya, right? We can loosely translate them as the affirmed attributes. Sifat al-thubutiyya means these are the things that we're ascribing to Allah. They're saying that He possesses these. Then we have what are called the negated attributes. As-sifat as-salbiyya, we negate these and declare Him to be free of these. So for example, we say that He is infinite. We say that He is forgiving. He is the creator. He is beauty. All of these we are ascribing to Him. They're part of sifat al-thubutiyya. But then we negate some things. We say, look, He doesn't do injustice. He doesn't have any limitations. He doesn't have any shape, color, or form. All of these are things we're negating from Him. Why? Because they're applying a defect to Him. If He has a color or a shape, then He is limited, and being limited is a defect. The idea of hamd is related to a sifat al-thubutiyya. The idea of tasbih, when we say subhanallah, is related to a sifat al-salbiyya. When I do hamd, I am praising Him for the attributes that He has and possesses and we ascribe to Him. When I do tasbih, I am declaring Him to be free of these attributes. I say subhanallah. Now usually, they both come hand in hand, right? By Him having all the positive attributes, at the same time, He does also not have any negative attributes. He doesn't have any defects as a result. And this is why when we look at our salah, again, it's very important that we pay attention to what we recite on a daily basis. What do we recite in our ruku' and our sajda? We say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdi. There's a tasbih that is mentioned, and there is a hamd that is mentioned. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi. We start with a tasbih, and we end with a hamd. And we see our friend B coming in here. Bihamdi. Subhan bihamdi. What is this B? We translate it as with. So how are we going to understand the two? We do tasbih, we say Allah is free from all defects. Bihamdihi. Going back to what we said right at the beginning. The meaning of B is with. It could mean alongside with. So alongside my tasbih, I'm doing hamd. Why? If I declare Him free of defects, then I'm ascribing perfection to Him. The two go hand in hand. Or what I'm doing is using the B as an instrumental usage. I am doing tasbih of Him by using or by means of His hamd. As a result of declaring all these positive attributes to Him, I am negating all limitations and defects from Him. And this is why we see in the Quran, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And there is nothing except that it does tasbih with His praise. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحَهُمْ. But you do not understand their tasbih. Every single thing in its own limited existence is doing tasbih of Allah. It's declaring Allah to be free of negation. When I am doing tasbih, I am saying to Allah that You are infinite. I am the finite one. I am not going to be able to do Your hamd the way You deserve. But this lack of my hamd isn't because You don't deserve more. The defect is not with You. The defect is with me. Because I am a limited being, I am only able to recognize You to this level. And therefore, if I only recognize You to this level, I'm only going to be able to do hamd for You to this level. So it's almost like we are seeking forgiveness from Allah first, saying that this limitation in my hamd is not a defect that You have, but it's my limitation. But to the extent that I can, I will do this hamd for You. And that is why when we see, even in the Quran, tasbih and hamd are pretty much alongside each other all the time. There are very few instances where hamd is mentioned without tasbih. One of them is, for example, how the people of Jannah address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they have now reached that level where the tasbih, even though it's contained there, it's not explicit because they are at that level where they can praise Allah a true praising. We have, for example, stories of the imams when one of the imams had misplaced something, he said, if I find it, then I'll praise Allah a true praising. And when he found it, he said, Alhamdulillah, or something very short. So the companions asked him, why is it that you just said you're going to do a true praise of Allah, but all you said is Alhamdulillah? That's because he was at that level where this Alhamdulillah was at the highest level because of his ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in short, every time we do tasbih, we are negating any defects from Allah. Every time we do hamd, we are ascribing the positive perfections to Allah, and usually the two come hand in hand.